Wow, it's a pretty big intro, isn't it, for Andrew Webster. He's been all over the world, but I think he's back in the Harbour City. Good morning, Webby.
I was living the life of Jim Morrison from The Doors while I was over there in America covering the NBA. No, I wasn't. I was working hard for the Sydney Morning Herald and the Big Sports Breakfast.
We get a hair follicle?
I beg your pardon?
We get a hair follicle?
Mate, that's borderline defamatory, Jimmy. I'll be very, very careful, my friend.
I see you've shaved the head.
It's always been, where have you been for the last 5 years, brother?
It's just a nasty coincidence, that. Now, mate, you've been up in Brisbane. You caught up with Horn in the build-up to this Pacquiao fight. It's going to be big.
I have. I've been up there, a little trip up to Bris Vegas yesterday to interview Jeff Horn. I went over to Manila and interviewed Manny Pacquiao. And hung out with the Pac-Man for a week, and
now
I'm on the other. I'm on the other side now, interviewing Jeff Horn for a piece to run in the Herald in a couple of weeks in the lead up to the fight. Very unassuming guy, boys. It was actually interesting. So his trainer is an absolute multi millionaire, and he's got this big pink palace, McMansion, in the middle of sort of a suburb called Stretton. For all our Queensland listeners, they'd know exactly where it is. And his gym's there. So Jeff Horn's there, and he came into the gym while I was interviewing his trainer, and I said, "Oh, g'day, mate." And he said, "Oh, that's Jeff there." I went, "Oh, g'day." He's a very unassuming bloke. So it's funny, you sit there, and I talked to him at length about how much he got bullied as a kid. That sort of come out a little bit. But he went into the detail of how rough it was for him at school, and how he went into, he just started boxing for self-defense. And, you know, and it's gone from there. Now he's fighting for a world title in front of 55,000 people against Manny Pacquiao in a fight that's probably going to make him $1 million. So it's quite an extraordinary sort of story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great story. The fighting school teacher, we wish him all the best too. Speaking of Jeff Horn, he's actually going into Origin camp with Queensland today. And you're tipping a bit of a slower game than game one, Webby, and maybe a Queensland ambush. I can't believe the price they are, $2.30.
I cannot believe it, boys. So what were they? They were $2.40 at tab.com.au, now into $2.30. I can't get enough on. Look, I just think the price is very good, to be perfectly honest. New South Wales, behind the scenes, the coaching staff, I spoke to Laurie Daly at their big open media session on Tuesday. They are doing everything they can to safeguard the old complacency issue. And I just think there's a lot of young players in that side that have had a little bit of success, but nothing like this. And they're on. I just know they're very, very guarded and wary about it, the New South Wales coaching staff. It's been weird being around the Star all week, to be honest, to see, you know, the New South Wales players mingling with, you know, with pensioners and gamblers, and people have been to the Lyric Theatre for a midday stay at the theatre, and it's. I don't know. I think it's ripe for a Queensland ambush with all those great players coming back in. Mm. It's going to be slow. It's going to be wet out at ANZ in the middle of winter. They're just going to try and wrestle the hell out of New South Wales. I know Laurie Daly will probably get in the ear of Tony Archer and try and ram home that fact. That's his biggest fear, that they're going to try and slow down the game. You talk to some of the Queensland and New South Wales players, they say that first half at Suncorp was probably the fastest football they've ever played in any form of football whatsoever. So it'll be interesting to see how the game's played. I asked Kevin Walters earlier in the week, you know, if that was going to be the tactic to try and wrestle New South Wales out of it. As always, you can imagine he wasn't very happy with the question or the insinuation, but that's certainly what New South Wales is expecting. I think it's going to be a really, really tough game and very different to the game we saw in Origin 1.
Yeah, it's a legitimate question to ask. They've just got to cop it because they've earned that reputation, many of these players. Now, mate, the old CEOs and chairmen and Players Association and the NRL, they threw the books open yesterday, and we had that funny comment from Dave Donaghy from Melbourne saying, well, we're heading in a direction. Whether that's the right direction or not, we're not too sure.
I tell you what, it's very funny though, boys. Like, I don't know, I must be getting old because I've been writing these stories for so long where the chairman are going to come in and fire up and they're going to give it to Grant. They're going to give it to the NRL management. Todd Greenberg got a round of applause from the chairman as he left the room yesterday at the end of the meeting.
I don't know
if my old mate John Grant was the same whatsoever. But they're trying to get some constitutional change where they have two club delegates, one from the New South Wales Rugby League and one from the New South Wales Rugby League, on the commission. I think it's time to blow up the commission and start again. I really do. You've got John Grant, a chairman who's not going to, who's decided to quit but will stay there till February. You've got two positions from last year that still have to be filled, and it's been 6 months since that happened and they still haven't been able to fill it. I think they need to get in John Quayle as chairman, and I think they need to get a robust and very savvy and football-minded commission to start taking control of the game again.
Oh, I think you make a great point in your article today, Webby. You want the best people, not the best independent people on that commission. And I think that's what they've been crying out for quite some time. And just quickly, Johnny Lewis, an old mate of yours and a bloke who did some training when I was at the Roosters, a legend of Australian boxing. Great to see him in the International Boxing Hall of Fame that happened last week.
He was inducted alongside the likes of Evander Holyfield in upstate New York earlier in the week. I know Johnny personally. He's a great friend of mine. He's a beautiful, gentle soul. And to see him recognised finally, he's really proud of it. When I spoke to him earlier in the week, he was sort of quite in awe of the whole situation. So he's actually tipping a Jeff Horn win, would you believe, over Manny Pacquiao. He seems to think that Jeff Horn might be able to get the job done. So
love Johnny. Always love a bloke. That's his second biggest highlight of the past 12 months. The other one was the big sports breakfast lunch. So,
he's a good man, Johnny.
Big 12 months for him. Good on you. Quick tip tonight, mate. We've got the Rabbitohs hot favourites against the Gold Coast Titans.
You'd have to take the Bunnies.
The Bunnies are very, very well supported currently. Good on you, Webby. Good to have you back on our shores, mate.
Thanks, Webby.
Thanks, boys. See you next week.
Andrew Webster there, and he'll be in the hosting seat next week too, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Jeff Horn, $4.50 outsider to Manny Pacquiao, if you believe what Johnny Lewis has to say. And I think he's earned the right to follow that little bit of a tip.